Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy, original founding member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite people on the planet, president of Joanna Brandy and Company. I need the website again, Joanna.
Well, there's returnonhappiness.com.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Yep, and PositiveEnergizer.com for my online learning experience.
All right. So, folks, check that out. Right. Thank you for making those available. Thank you for the great resource that you've been through this tough time we're going through right now, Joanna. We were talking in the previous segment about your and my belief, and I believe this with all my heart, that you can will yourself to be positive, and the positiveness leads to being healthier. If you believe something, that one way or the other is probably going to come to pass. And boy, howdy, do we need that right now, don't we?
We do. We do, which is why I've been reaching out. I've just been reaching out to anybody that I can think of reaching out to and saying, you know, if you need a little help with your employees or you need a little help with your group, I'm doing a group on Thursday. It's called Don't Believe Everything You Think is the name of the presentation that I'm offering. And the thing about don't believe everything you think is that's what it just aims to shift people's thinking slightly, because we think 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. And the majority of those thoughts are the same thoughts we thought yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the majority of those thoughts, according to the scientists that count people's thinking, is the majority of those thoughts are probably negative.
So when we think, try to think positive, and our eyes say back to us, obviously, you don't see what we're seeing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's, you know what, it's a shift.
Is there a conflict? Do we have inner conflicts with this?
Of course we do. Of course we do. Only 5% of your belief system is even known to you. Only 5% of your consciousness is even known to you. So the other 95% could be saying, oh, that's such bullshit. Oh, sorry, we're on the air.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Sorry. So while you could be saying, that's the same thing, like, that's why people say, well, affirmations don't work. Well, affirmations work perfectly well if you're affirming something that you believe can happen. So if you stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm 30 pounds thinner than I am, and your body looks at that figure in the mirror.
Are you out of your mind?
Hey, schmuck. Right. Well, then you're not.
Tell that to my A1C, right?
Really, really. But the thing is, once you are able to identify what belief system you're working with, and unfortunately, belief systems get installed in us in the first 7 years of life. So for most of us, we don't remember.
But that is something you can change. We debated earlier about whether you can change. I know you can change your attitude. I don't know if you can change your DNA, but I do believe you can change your belief systems.
Completely. Completely. But what you have to do is you usually have to excavate the belief system underneath it so you can get it out of it. You go, oh, wow, why do I believe that? Oh, somebody told me that I was going to get sick every January, or it's flu season. Of course you're going to get sick.
Right.
So you can go, all right, well, then you can deconstruct it. You know, using your left brain, you can say, well, that's not true. Is it always been true? Was there ever a year that I didn't get sick? You know, so you can go through that whole thing.
How about saying I'm not going to get sick this year? I'm not going to get sick?
Well, the interesting thing about the word not is that the unconscious mind doesn't understand the reverse of an idea. So the better thing to say is I will be abundantly healthy.
I love that.
Yeah. I will be abundantly healthy. So that, if you remember, I mean, you have grandkids, so you know this.
Yeah.
If you tell a child, don't spill the milk, you know what's going to happen.
Here it comes.
Because at, under the age of 7, that's all they are, is an unconscious mind. But if you say to a child, Bobby, make sure to keep the milk glass on the table.
Keep the milk in the glass.
That's a different instruction. Well, that's a different instruction.
That's a good point.
And the brain hears it differently.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So by saying I'm not going to do something, or by telling an employee, don't do it this way.
And I've been trying to talk. I guess this is what I've been saying to business owners for the last 3 months, and that is, don't say, "Am I going to fail this month or next month?" Ask yourself, "Am I going? Do I plan to be open January 1, 2021?" That's the question. You know, or say to yourself, "I'm going to be open January 1, 2021." What do you think?
And then ask a question. What will it take for me to be open and thriving on January 1st, 2001?
Mm-hmm.
So because the brain will always search for the answer to a question, because we're meaning-making machines. So if you ask the right question, what else can I do? What's possible here to make sure that I'm going to be open in January? Mm-hmm. What six things can I do? Mm-hmm. What you know, you could put a number to it. You could put a time frame.
And all of that is self-fulfilling, Joanna, because while you're doing that, you're looking around thinking, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't see that opportunity before. It wasn't here yesterday.
Well, let me explain just a little bit about the brain
seconds.
If I have the moment.
30 seconds.
I don't have the moment.
Quickly,
but when we're in fear, we narrow our focus and what we need to expand it. So get into a positive emotion.
Say it again.
Expand your vision.
Say that again. When in fear.
When we're in fear, we narrow our focus. But when we are in positive states, we expand the possibilities because our brain works differently.
I told you could do it. I knew you could do it. I never doubted it. Hey, Joanna, you know I love you. I hope you come back again real soon.
I hope you invite me real soon.
Are you kidding me? Automatic. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. I need the website one more time, Joanna, quickly.
ReturnOnHappiness.com and PositiveEnergizer.com.
Go there, folks, and load up on the positive. Joanna has it right there for you. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm happier now, aren't you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.